Sunnybrook Farm Museum hosted its first major event of the season with the annual Spring on the Farm. Close to 1,500 people attended the Saturday, May 31 event, which featured face painting, a bouncy castle, barrel train rides, a pancake breakfast, tractor pulls and more. "We're welcoming everyone back to Sunnybrook Farm Museum," said Ian Warwick, the museum's executive director. "Lots of people have driven right by Sunnybrook Farm Museum and have never gone inside because they don't know there are 10 acres here, right in the middle of the city. Baby animals have arrived at the farm, which is always a major draw for Spring on the Farm," Warwick noted. "This year we've got a cow-calf pair," he said. "This is kind of exciting and new for us. Usually we bring in a couple of bottle-fed calves and we feed them all summer. This year we thought it'd be interesting to bring in a full cow and her calf, so the kids can see the mom feeding the calf. Having a cow-calf pair makes for a muddier pen, but this is what you'd see on the farm." Sunnybrook Farm Museum just received a major monetary gift for a new tractor workshop that can be used in the winter time, he added. "The tractor shed is going to be replaced with a two-story heated workshop. There will also be a new exhibition building that's going to tell the story of innovation on the farm. That's still 2 years away, so there's a lot of planning to do, but we're really excited about that," Warwick said. With Heritage Ranch pausing operations starting June 9, Sunnybrook Farm Museum is able to serve as a venue for events. "We book the 10 acres out to community group for various activities. People are welcome to reach out. We have a new church here that can fit up to 70 people. This can be a wedding venue, a reception venue and more," he said. For more information on Sunnybrook Farm Museum, visit www.sunnybrookmuseum.ca.